Welcome back. Holiday weight gain, is it a big fat lie? 99.9% of us would like that answer to be yes. The holidays are a time for indulgent meals, buffets, cookie swaps, and parties. So it's no surprise maintaining a healthy weight can present some challenges. Health contributor, personal trainer, and business owner Jerry Blaze joins us now to talk the truth about fat. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good. So how many miles do I need to run to work off an 8-ounce glass of eggnog this holiday season?
It depends on what's in that glass, included with the eggnog.
Okay, so on average, we all tend to gain a few pounds over the course of a year. We all do it. But is most of that weight gain around this time of year?
Yeah, I would say so. This time of year, personally speaking, from training clients over all these years, is that around Halloween is when everything goes sideways.
It's one holiday
after the next. I call it the triglyceride trimester.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's it all goes haywire. It starts with the extra candy in the house from Halloween. I had a girl come in a couple weeks ago, and a couple of Reese's peanut butter cups fell out of her pocket.
Oh, there you go.
I go, what? Are you doing?
Don't tell anybody that was me. Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, fat gain requires overeating. I mean, this really can happen, not over a course of weeks, a course of months, too.
It happens a little bit throughout the year, you know, here and there. People go on their diets, go off their diets, and so on. But then, typical weight gain between the holidays, between Halloween and New Year's, is around 10 to 12 pounds on
average.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I've seen worse, but that's the average.
Now, do any of your clients just try to, like, under-eat in, like, the months of November and December, just trying to stabilize their weight?
Even the most, resilient of clients of mine, they do their best. They manage the best they can, but a lot of them have kids and families and so on, and then there's all the work parties and the family get-togethers and all. And then, it depends on the individual and having enough restraint. But only my competitive clients stick to a restricted plan during the holidays, myself included. It keeps me accountable and makes me not want to eat that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the factors must be time spent exercising. Like you just said, people are busy. People have kids. People have families. People are Christmas shopping, trying to get everything ready.
That's right, but the I don't have any time excuse is just a cop-out. We all have 30 minutes in our day we can set aside to do something. It doesn't have to be a crazy workout. It doesn't have to be a crazy class. You just need to put in some exercise for 30 minutes a day. So when I hear that, I just say, the excuses are the nails that build houses of failure.
Now, can you plan ahead? Like, is there, like, for people who have, like, all these parties going on, like, is it good to write down, like, different holiday activities? So, say you have, like, a work party and then you have a friend's party, like, one's at 2 o'clock, one's at 8 o'clock, where you might know what you're going to be eating, your time you're going to be eating, when you might have time to actually hit the gym, because you do want to spend time exercising.
Everyone has good intentions, right? And, I'm a planner. I'm a schedule type person. But you have to be ahead of it all. You could be crazy like me and bring Tupperware with plain chicken and vegetables.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, you have to just, go to those events and family functions and stuff and just make better alternative choices. Avoid the sugary stuff. Try to avoid alcohol consumption as best you can. And just make better choices.
Like, your final thoughts. Is it possible to prevent weight gain during the holiday season? Is it possible?
It definitely is possible. You absolutely can. You just have to have some self-control. You have to go into it thinking that, look, I want to keep this weight off. I want to keep consistent. You just have to make some choice. You have to avoid a lot of things during the holiday season. But, you don't want to offend anybody. You don't want to,
You don't want to lose the fun factor of the holidays.
There's going to be some fun. To a point.
Now, next topic here, in a gym setting, we often hear, let's tone up those abs. Let's feel the burn. But what does that really mean? Like, one of the common terms we often hear, or I often hear, is spot reduction. Now, what exactly does that term mean? What does that mean?
People think that they can work certain areas of the body and get those areas looking better. When I say that, I mean leaner, more toned. But you can't spot or area reduce. Fat comes off uniformly through the body, through proper eating, you know, caloric restriction to a certain degree, and better and eating responsibly. So fat's not going to come off more of one area than the other. You can't do that. You can build other areas, and you can get them bigger and more muscle, but you can't take off body fat from one area or another at one time.
Yeah, like targeting certain trouble spots. I mean, you might think you can do it, but then when you don't get the results, you might feel very frustrated. But of course, like what you've been saying for months now is that, you know, gym is only part of the equation here. You know, while it's important to be active, we still need to be, you don't have to be on a diet, but you need to make healthy food choices.
Inevitably, it's going to all boil down to the majority of it is mostly the diet, obviously the exercise, and accountability and consistency. It's very frustrating. A lot of it, though, oftentimes is genetic. Some people can just, no matter what they eat, no matter what they do, they can always, like, get lean really fast or build muscle really easy. So you have to really just push as hard as you can and be as consistent as possible.
As we head into, you know, our final month, 30 days or so, full of all those fruitcakes, cookies, cheesecakes, lots and lots and lots of food, how can we modify and still have fun?
You can have those things, but you have to restrict yourself. You have to tell yourself, I'm only going to allow myself to have this. I'm only going to allow myself to have that. You can still have fun. You should still have fun. You should still go out. But you can't have your cake and eat it too, like they used to say.
Jerry, thank you so very much. I hope you have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
You too.
Okay, and I will put all your information on thepulseofnewhampshire.com.